You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Today is the third tip in how to be less busy and more productive in your life. Step three is create your week on purpose, also known as ditching that to-do list. It might feel like your daily to-do list or checklist is the thread that's holding your life together, but it's actually the very thing that's keeping you chronically busy, anxious, and stressed out. Because there's no end to a list. The very nature of a list means that it's something we can continue to add to. We never get it complete. Those items that you didn't get to today then just get added to tomorrow's list. And then that incomplete task on tomorrow's list gets added to the next day and the next day and the next day. Sound familiar? I want you to do this now. I want you to write down your entire to-do list for the full week ahead. This is something that I typically do on a Sunday evening. I want you to write down every single thing that you need and want to do in the week ahead. Then take each of those tasks on that list and put it on your calendar. Once everything is scheduled, I want you to take that piece of paper and throw it in the bin. When you make a plan for the week and you schedule it on your calendar, life is so much calmer. There's no need for self-negotiation as you move through your week. You won't suffer from decision fatigue that has had you feeling exhausted and flat. Rather than using your energy throughout the week to decide what you're going to do and when, you can use it to actually be engaged in that task. Once it's all on the calendar, all you have to do is show up and follow the plan. As Napoleon Hill said, plan the work and then work the plan. We can be lured into thinking that when we get over there, life will be quieter, it will be calmer, it will be less chaotic and more peaceful. But there's no such thing as a happy destination from a miserable journey. Balance isn't about doing everything perfectly at the same time. It's about intentionally creating opportunities to be fully present with the people in your life. And that includes yourself. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.